This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Samvidhan Divas will be observed across the country today. The main function will be held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will attend the event. The President will lead the reading of the preamble. During the program, the translated version of Constitution will be released in 9 languages. A commemorative booklet, Bharat Ki Samvidhan Se Kala or Calligraphy, will also be released. Our correspondent reports, the theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. To mark the occasion, people from cities to villages will read the preamble. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility at the GMR Aerospace and Industrial Park in Hyderabad through video conferencing today. Safran Aircraft Engine Services India is Safran's dedicated maintenance, repair, overhaul facility for leading-edge aviation propulsion engines. The Prime Minister's office has said in a statement that with this facility, for the first time, a global engine original equipment manufacturer has set up an MRO operation in India. New Delhi has said Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this in response to media query regarding statements made by the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Mr. Jaiswal said the issue of the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh has been taken up strongly with the Chinese side. He said the Indian citizen was holding a valid passport and transiting through Shanghai International Airport on her onward travel to Japan. Mr. Jaiswal said Chinese authorities have still not been able to explain their actions, which are in violation of several conventions governing international air travel. He further stated that the actions by the Chinese authorities also violate their own regulations that allow visa-free transit up to 24 hours for nationals of all countries. India will launch formal negotiations for a free trade agreement or FTA with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal announced that the FTA discussions with the 5-member Eurasian Economic Union comprising Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan will begin in New Delhi following the signing of terms of reference on August 20, 2025. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the seafood export to the European Union or EU has increased exponentially in the last 3 months. Briefing media in New Delhi after chairing the Board of Trade meeting yesterday, Mr. Goyal said the growth comes after the EU approved 102 marine establishments in September this year. He noted that merchandise trade also is showing growth from the corresponding period of last year. Mr. Goyal added that India continues to be a shining nation despite the challenging circumstances across the world. Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said her ministry has time and again carried out amendments in its acts and rules to ensure that the systems are responsive to the needs of today's India. The minister said this while chairing a meeting to review the regional directorates and registrar of companies in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the meeting, the finance minister said the principle of the ministry should be to make governance easy, transparent and with focus on facilitation. In men's cricket, India will resume its second innings at the overnight score of 27 for 2 on the final day of Guwahati Test against South Africa in Guwahati today. They are chasing the target of 549 runs to win the second of the two Test series. Sai Sudarshan and Kuldeep Yadav were at the crease when stumps were drawn last evening. Earlier, South Africa declared their second innings after scoring 260 for 5 wickets, taking an overall lead of 549 runs. In football, India will lock horns with Chinese Taipei in the AFC Under-17 Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2026 Qualifiers Group D clash at EKA Arena in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.